Tech Talk with Jess Kelly. This is News Talk.
Welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, where is Ireland at in terms of solar power and what more could be done to increase the uptake? We'll look at the WhatsApp scam doing the rounds, and as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can do so at any stage. TechTalk@newstalk.com is the email, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. We're also going to look at that €91 million fine handed down to Meta by the Data Protection Commission this week. But I want to start this week with solar. Kieran Maron is the CEO of Activate Solar, and he's with me now. Kieran, you're very welcome to the show. We were chatting to the SEAI on the programme a few weeks ago about smart meters and about how not only can it help inform you as to your energy uses, but it could also save you money if you pay attention to the tariffs and the times and all that kind of jazz. But one area that came up during that conversation was solar. And this is something that I'm intrigued by, but don't know an awful lot about. Can you just start by telling me a little bit about what you guys do? And then we'll get into the wider conversation of trying to figure out the individual needs of homes and businesses around the country.
Yes, Jess, thanks for having me on. I suppose solar is seen as relatively new in Ireland. And we cater for everything from your normal domestic house right up to large scale utilities. So we would include commercial rooftops and utility, what you see out in fields as you drive up and down the motorways of Ireland. So solar, there's two typical types of solar. So the older version, we've been in existence from 2006, and that would have been a solar thermal system, largely designed to produce hot water within your cylinder in your home. And then more recently, solar PV, which is photovoltaic, which produces electricity. So the way it works is you on a domestic dwelling, you'll have maybe 6, 8, or 10 panels on the roof producing power from daylight or indeed sunlight. And that power is produced at DC, a bit like a battery that's in your car. It's produced at that range and converted to AC through an inverter, which is connected to your fuse board or distribution board within your house. So this power is produced on site, goes straight into your fuse board and used locally within the house. And you reflected on smart meters. What happens there is, as the power is produced in the house, it no longer needs to come in from the ESB or from your utility. And then any excess you may be using would be returned to the grid. And at that point, the smart meter will pick that up as export and your utility will pay you an export rate for that.
Okay, so not only can it save you money, but you can actually make a few quid as well. In terms of domestic solar panels, one thing that I've seen in the bit of research that I've done just for my own house is that you need to kind of get an understanding of how many panels you need and so on. How do you go about calculating that? And this is, again, is a stupid question, so bear with me. Like, what are the panels made of and how heavy are they in terms of weight on top of the roof?
Yes, the first question, look at every house individually. So we'll do a quick desktop survey to make sure that they're suitable. So the main thing we're looking out for is south, southeast, southwest, or indeed east-west facing roofs. We don't look at a north-facing roof for the obvious reason that you'll have a lot of shading and you don't have as much sunlight. And for the area, largely will depend on, you know, availability is one, but two, depending on the demand within your house. We'd look at the load profile of your house, the usage, the time that you're within the house and what that profile looks like and design around that. So, you know, the bigger the house, typically the more people are living it, typically the larger the demand. But we can be restricted at some times that the roof space is not available. There's not enough roof space. Maybe you have dormer windows or Velux windows restricting that. So we'd always try for the optimum to suit your balancing the meter, is what we would call it, is, you know, what that load profile looks for you. More recently, having that export means that if you do oversize, you're getting rewarded for it. But The panel itself is typically about 1,200, so it's 1.2 meters wide by about 1.8 meters tall, and it would weigh around 20 kilos.
Okay. And
And an average house would have, a typical house is going to have eight of them, up to 20.
is there any benefit in having, say, two, or do you need to have the amount that you just mentioned there to justify and to get in enough power to fuel the house?
You will see, I'm sure, as you drive through, estates in Dublin or indeed rural estates, that you four or five panels, or three or four indeed, and that would largely have been done down through the years to pass a building regulation, parallel building regulation. So it was a renewable contribution from solar. But to get best bang for your buck, that we would deem, anything less than four panels, it's not a viable option. We need to mobilise, indeed any business needs to mobilise on site. You still have an inverter, you still have all the AC works to do. And to go from four to eight isn't twice the price. So to get best bang for your buck, you're typically going to have more than four panels on the house. And it's not modular, as in the price doesn't go up drastically per panel, but obviously the savings do. So if you have twice the amount of panels, you'll have twice the amount of energy production, but it won't cost you twice the cost.
Okay, well, let's talk about the pricing because on my because I've been looking at this over the last little while, all of my algorithms, so any social platform I'm on now is serving me ads for solar installation, and the pricing of it, I think that the standard messaging that I've come across is that you pay, but then after a certain amount of years, it's kind of cost neutral to you. How much would it cost to get, say, the eight panels installed? And what way do grants work and all that kind of jazz?
Yes, so on up to 2 kilowatts system, you'll get €2,100 grant aid from SEAI. Activate. We stop the grant on the door, so we back ourselves. If we do an installation for you and you're entitled to €2,100 grant, you don't pay us that grant. We'll collect that on your behalf. When the install is completed and the SEAI have completed their checks, the typical cost. A domestic system, we've said anything from, say, €6,000 up to €16,000-€17,000, and that depends on the amount of panels you fit and any battery storage, which is becoming very, very common. Again, with the export available, you can store extra electricity, and if you don't use it, you can give it back. You can charge the battery at night time, so on a night rate electricity, you're on a dual tariff meter. You can charge the battery at night time and then discharge it during the day. So there's huge benefits with that as well. We have a new software, AI software. We've an energy hub together with SSE Electricity. We've developed that over the last couple of years, where we can make smart decisions for you as a customer. So we can charge the battery when it's cheaper to charge it, discharge it when we're getting a premium for it, use the solar, or indeed export the solar if it makes more sense. So that's become a very, very common, and battery is very, very complementary to that.
And in terms of, because you mentioned there about the fuses and all the rest, so if somebody is thinking of getting it, what infrastructure gets put in aside from the solar panels on the roof, and how much disruption would there be to the inside of the house? So say if, like in my house, for example, it's the cupboard under the stairs where all this stuff is. So what needs to go in and how invasive, I suppose, is the installation process?
But for starters, our typical installation on a domestic is one day. So we'd have crews out all over Ireland. It'd be a one day install. That's our aim, is always to be in and out in one day. And we will have a survey completed prior to that to know exactly what we need on site, whether that be material, labour, access equipment to the roof, safety equipment. So we'd box all that off to make sure there's as minimum disturbance on the day. So one day will be an install. It may even be done by lunchtime, depending on the size and how easy the install is. So in terms of, we'll install an inverter. Typically that'll be in a utility area or an attic space, and then we connect into your fuse board or your distribution board. So a lot of times There may not be enough space within it. We will add another board beside it, or indeed, if there is space, we can tap straight into that. So, within the house, you're going to see very, very little change. It's on the build is where you're going to really see the change.
I know a few of my friends have it, and they've become obsessed with looking at the power that's generated by the solar panels. In terms of monitoring, assessing, and understanding how much is coming in, is that very easy to do? Like, is it clear that, you know, you got enough solar today to power the washing machine, the dishwasher, and the fridge?
Yeah, so as standard with our systems, we will provide all our customers with an app on the phone. So we'll see live time exactly what was being produced. And maybe if you have a battery, what's left in the battery. So you have a good idea of what is happening. But if I go back to the AI piece that we've developed, that algorithm makes them decisions for you. They can tell you you should heat your hot water, you can charge your car. We've excess here now. We're going to put into the battery, or indeed we need to pull from grid. We let power in from grid. So, yeah, people do get addicted to it, and we hear that regularly, especially over the first month or two. They're really fascinated about how it delivers, what it does, when it does it, and people, you know, change their lives around it. I'm going to put on the washing machine at this because I can see every day I have excess power here. I'm going to put on my washing machine or my dishwasher. So, yeah, people change their habits by having the information in front of them.
So that's the domestic side. Where are we in terms of businesses investing in solar?
So businesses, we've been installing in businesses from 2013. We started in Northern Ireland largely. So we've done many large-scale rooftops, but this was bringing it to more current. The recent grant for commercial from SEAI last year has really pushed on with the installation of commercial rooftop. I was only looking at a proposal this morning, 1.5 year payback for a large rooftop of a local business actually, where we go in, we survey, they're a high user of power, we survey exactly the load. So it's very important to us that we know the load profile, and we've software here where we'll take half hourly meter readings of exactly the usage profile every day of the year for a customer. We'll input that into a special software and design a system suitable to that customer. So, it with the cost of electricity and the cost of solar panels themselves has reduced in recent years, it's never been as good a time to do it. So we were seeing fantastic payback periods on the commercials of like 1.5 to 2.5 years. The grant aid has really helped with that, and for anyone who can, there's accelerated capital allowance, so you can write it off against tax in the first year of the installation. So it's very exciting. On commercial, our commercial business this year will grow by 300%.
And I know that you know, the budget is coming up, and there's a lot of talk as to what will happen there. But I read recently that, I suppose, yourselves, you're looking for even stronger government support for solar to try and encourage people to avail of the opportunity to have this.
Yeah, in more recent times, government have reduced the domestic grant aid, and we've seen domestic plateaus. The amount of people installing solar month on month 2 years ago was drastically increasing. But what we've seen over the last 12 years as an ind or 12 months as an industry, that it hasn't grown anymore. And it has been a knock-on of effect of the first drop in the grant. So when it was 2,400 euro last year, following the budget or following into the new year, this year it dropped to 2,100, and it's expected to drop by another 300 next year. We think that's a negative signal to people, and it's poor timing in our opinion, and in the industry in general. Seeing that is where, you know, we had that big rush month on month, huge increase last year, where this year for everybody has flatlined. And on commercial, we very welcome the grant that has come on a commercial grant. We were a long time waiting on it, but it has an impact, as I outlined. But there's some still private wire issues. There's planning issues within zones, and for ground mount, it's slow, very slow process for getting ground mount through. And we'd like to see that there's a process put in place that this becomes common sense to everybody. And it is frustrating for people who are on that journey.
Okay, well, look, fingers crossed, but those calls are listened to and we can continue to, as I said, avail of the opportunity. You were recently awarded one of the Deloitte Best Managed Company Awards, which is a fantastic achievement. Can you tell me a little bit about the operation itself?
Yeah, it was a brilliant achievement. We set out, fortunate last year, and myself, I won the Established Category of the Entrepreneur of the Year. And this year we set look, we're going to look to do something different within the business. And we set ourselves a target of benchmarking ourselves against the best in the country and the Deloitte Best Managed. So we put in an application just to find that benchmark, see what we needed to do. And we were more than delighted to get awarded it on our first attempt. It is a fairly onerous process to go through. But as a business, we've got to sit back and realise what we've done to date, the amount of work we've done as a management team and growing the business, which hasn't been easy. We've grown massively year on year on headcount. We across the group, we have over 270 people now. So it hasn't been easy, but it was time to look back and reflect on what we've done to date. And for us, we never sit on our laurels. It's what we can improve on. And from the process, we've seen, you know, gaps that we can see the improvement would make a huge difference, and that we've already started that.
And in terms of your company culture and all the rest, you know, is the notion of, I suppose, improving the use of solar and that green mission, is that something that's ingrained in the DNA of the company, or is it a case of we've got a job to do, so let's just do it?
Yeah, I would agree. It's within our DNA. It's something we practice. It was not just preaching. We've built our new headquarters in 2022, and on construction of that, we've taken everything into account, where we have triple glazed glazing, we have obviously our solar, we've rainwater harvesting, low energy lighting, high efficiency heating system. So we've built everything into it. We went paperless several years ago, long before people even talked about probably paperless. We've gone that route. So it's something that's within our DNA. It has been, we've been in the solar game from 2006. For a lot of people, and especially businesses, it's only recently on their agenda. It's something that's been on our agenda from day one, and something we're very conscious of.
Well, look, it is great to see the progress that is happening in this space. The website is active8energies.com if you want more information. Kieran, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thank you very much for having me, Jess.